Wisconsin Nature Notes from the Nature Conservancy. What's singing, blooming, creeping, and crawling in the Badger State?
Wisconsin prairies are bursting with wildflowers in August, including several very tall, stately plants known collectively as silphiums. It is hard to miss them, as some can be 8 to 10 feet tall, and all of them have bright yellow flowers. One of the silphiums, the compass plant, is so named because its leaves are often oriented in a north-south direction. The cup plant has large leaves that clasp the plant's stem, forming a cup that can hold rainwater. The prairie dock is the largest of the silphiums and the last to bloom. And rosinweed is so named because its fragrant resin was once used as chewing gum. The silphiums have special features that allow them to thrive during the hottest and driest days of summer. Cup plant's ability to capture rainwater allows it to take advantage of infrequent rains. The orientation of the compass plant keeps bright, potentially desiccating noonday sun from falling directly on the surface of its leaves. Its leaf surface is rough like sandpaper, which keeps water from evaporating too quickly. All of their root systems can extend 20 feet down into the soil, which allows these plants to capture water deep below the dry soil surface. Author and conservationist Aldo Leopold, in his book A Sand County Almanac, described the difficulty of trying to transplant one of these deeply rooted silphiums. "It was like digging an oak sapling," Leopold wrote. "After half an hour of hot, grimy labor, the root was still enlarging, like a great vertical sweet potato. As far as I know, it went clear through to bedrock." Look for these impressive plants at the Conservancy's Military Ridge Prairie Heritage Area near Barneveld in Dane and Iowa counties. Learn how you can take part in conservation in Wisconsin. Go to the Nature Conservancy's website at nature.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Nature Notes is the work of the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin and Mind's Eye Audio in Madison.